This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Amazon nations have signed a pact to protect the Amazon rainforest. The Amazon rainforest is essential to the health of our planet both because it's a habitat for a diverse array of plant and animal life and because of its ability to absorb and store carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere. But it's long been in peril due to rampant deforestation, so the countries that share parts of the Amazon River basin gathered this week for a summit to discuss how to protect and conserve it before it reaches a point of no return. Led by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, representatives from eight countries together signed the declaration, which laid out strategies for mitigating deforestation. President Lula said, "The Amazon is our passport to a new relationship with the world, a more symmetric relationship in which our resources are not exploited to benefit few, but rather valued and put in the service of everyone." The historic meeting was a significant symbol of unity among the Amazon nations, though there's more work to be done on saving the important ecosystem. "The forest unites us," President Lula said. "It is time to look at the heart of our continent and consolidate once and for all our Amazon identity." A mining executive, Philip S. Baker, has been sanctioned as a, quote, bad actor, unquote, under Montana's Metal Mine Reclamation Act. The law is designed to block individuals and companies who don't clean up their old mine waste and mine contamination from starting new mines. But Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte decided to drop the sanctions against Baker, and some Montana environmental groups wanted the public records about that. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Christopher Abbott issued an order in June requiring the governor to turn over the public records. Gianforte's office refused and this week filed a motion to appeal the June decision to the Montana Supreme Court. Judge Abbott had earlier given Gianforte 6 weeks to turn over the documents, which were the subject of a 2021 public records request from the Montana Environmental Information Center. Gianforte did not comply with the court order. MEIC, along with another environmental group, Earthworks, sued the Gianforte administration after it rejected the public records request. Gianforte's office has cited attorney-client privilege, which does not apply in this case, and the deliberative process privilege, which also does not apply. Judge Abbott rejected those arguments, which he characterized as completely unmoored from the state's constitutional right-to-know provisions and public records laws. The records request followed Gianforte's decision to drop enforcement actions against Hecla Mining Company and its CEO, Philip S. Baker, who had been sanctioned under Montana's bad actor hard rock mining law. The law prevents senior mining executives and companies from getting new mining permits if they fail to either clean up contamination at a previous mine site or to reimburse Montana for the millions of dollars in cleanup costs. Baker was previously an executive with Pegasus Gold in the 1990s. Pegasus contaminated a mining site, and then the company filed for bankruptcy and walked away from the cleanup of several gold mines in Montana, including the Zortman-Landusky mine just upstream from the Fort Belknap Reservation. The ongoing cleanup of Zortman-Landusky has to date cost the state and federal government more than $83 million to remediate acid mine drainage and other pollution impacts. Now, Hecla Mining, with Baker at its head, wants to mine copper and silver that would involve tunneling next to and underneath the Cabinet Mountains Wilderness. The project is opposed by a coalition of environmental groups and has been the subject of multiple lawsuits throughout its lengthy permitting process. Philip S. Baker is prohibited from mining activity in Montana, and Gianforte's own agencies supported enforcement actions against Baker, but an appeal to Governor Gianforte seems to have been met with sympathy for Baker. Gianforte dropped the enforcement action recommended by his own agencies and has hidden public documents about Baker from Montana citizens, contrary to the Montana Constitution's right-to-know provision and Montana's public records laws. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.